This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett are urging the federal government to speed up the rollout of monkeypox vaccines. Here's CPR's Matt Bloom.
The two Democrats signed a letter along with 20 other senators. They requested the CDC, quote, immediately increase access to vaccines from a federal stockpile. The senators say demand far outweighs supply, particularly among the LGBTQ population where cases are rising. Colorado's health department, meanwhile, says it will focus on giving first doses of the two-dose Jynneos vaccine to patients until supply increases. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado has had a warm summer so far. Denver 7 chief meteorologist Mike Nelson says the heat wave is caused by a big bubble of hot air.
It's a big high pressure system, if you will. And so this big heat dome builds and you get a lot of sunshine, don't get a lot of moisture, you don't get enough cloud cover. So you get more sunshine, the ground gets drier, the ground gets hotter, and it's a cycle that just builds on itself.
Temperatures tomorrow could be just a bit cooler than today. The summertime migration of monarch butterflies is on across Colorado, but in smaller numbers than in recent years. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The International Union for the Conservation of Nature estimates the number of monarchs has dropped somewhere between 22 and 72% in the last 10 years. The butterflies breed along their continental flight from Mexico to Canada in the spring, including in Colorado. Despite the grim projections, the Oregon-based Xerxes Society for Invertebrate Conservation did count a 100-fold increase in the butterflies this past winter over the 2020 count. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today near 90. This is CPR News and KRCC.